Welcome back to the subject. Today, we're discussing the Wolfenstein New Blood.
It's so much worse than I thought.
We'll drive the Nazis out of Paris, just like Daddy did back home.
No phone calls, no letters. He just vanished.
Agents inform me that he left the country under a false identity about 4 weeks ago.
What the hell is this place? Codename Blackbird? Paris Catacombs?
That's your lead. He's in Paris.
You know, if we say something, they aren't gonna do jack shit.
Well, I guess it's just up to us then. Let me show you something.
It's do or die. Just like Daddy told us.
You guys are weird.
If BJ fucking Blazkowicz doesn't want to be found, no one on God's green earth is gonna find his ass.
We got this shit, sis.
Fucking A.
Have you ever killed Nazis before?
We were born to kill Nazis.
Yeah! Can we make it? How the fuck should I know?
The Wolfenstein, the Youngblood, is the latest entry from the Vision Games in the Wolfenstein reboot series, and it's also a bit more of a side quill or side adventure. Yeah, because like the previous games, to almost all of the other Wolfenstein games have been about the BJ Blazkowicz, but this one is about his daughters. In the game prior to this one, he and his girlfriend - wife are expecting babies. The babies aren't born in that game. They're born in between that one and this game, and so like in this one. Yeah, like BJ has gone missing because of the actions in the previous games have reversed many of the Nazi gains during and post World War II, and so now that the Nazis have a firm grip on Europe, but they've lost like everything else. BJ went there because of some rumors he heard, and he didn't tell his girlfriend and/or the leaders of his rebel cell that we met in the last game, and so like. His girls and the daughter of rebel leader go to Europe. Well, actually, they go to Paris, and because that's where their father BJ is. And what they do, they kind of have to find their way around, and the only way to do so is to befriend the French Resistance, this is a whole alternate history thing, because like the French Resistance in this one may or may not be based on the free resistance that was in our history stuff. But anyway, yeah, like the free resistance is the group that helped him when he came to Paris. Months ago. Their main objective, once they make contact with the resistance, is, hey, you need to take down these towers called the Big Brothers. There is a direct path and it's underground tunnel, like a backdoor path. You're given both through the front door and through the back door options, and if you go through the front door, you have to do lots more shooting than if you did the back door route. But both pathways you need to shoot. The first one I mentioned more than number two. But also once you find and start using the back way door, members of the French Resistance who are at the French Resistance headquarters will give you missions to do. Missions? But isn't the Wolfenstein much more of a linear story? But since this is a side quilt or a side story and emphasis on the daughters of our hero, they made some changes to the formula. It's much more cooperative than the mainline games, and also there's this daily, weekly, monthly quests that you can do, and these quests will give you XP and cash, and so actually the XP you can use to unlock power-ups on your power suits, and the cash can be used to pay for stuff you can attach to your guns. And so they make them have more ammo, or better sights, or not make so much sound. Much like most of the other games in the series, you have these German guns, or the German steampunky type of weapons. That you need to find, and to find them, you're given the missions by the members of the French Resistance, because they were either working on a prototype, or they found the German version of it, but lost it because of things that happened. And so you, being the daughters of the famed BJ, also known as a Terror Billy, I have to go and find these Nazi steampunky weapons, and actually then that's pretty well. Bring them back, whatever. Those people give you missions, hey, look, those things look very cool in your hands, so you can keep and use them indefinitely. So, voila. You have these new weapons. You have besides the standard issue, the Wolfenstein weapons. Weapons that you pick up right away. And so, besides the standard issue stuff that you can upgrade, you can also upgrade the steampunky weapons too, and make them like have like more ammo, better aim, better whatnot. So so once you are finished upgrading the other stuff and have and you're overflowing with money that you don't know what to do with, and voila, here you have these things. One kind of a bit downside I've kind of a bit noticed with this is weapons you don't need to get the ammo for, because so many of the Nazis in Paris have those those specific weapons. So you could just punch them and get the weapon, and voila, you have the ammo plus the huge piles of ammo on the ground, because you're plowing through the Nazis. Which also a bit of a downside is you go through hundreds dash thousands of Nazis in Paris, and somehow there is this bottomless barrel of Nazis to flood the streets of Paris with, and throughout the streets, side streets, playgrounds of Paris, you find tapes, you find letters, you find newspapers, from that year and or from the months dash years prior, saying how the actions of you, the sisters, the daughters of BJ, BJ, and even the French Resistance are fighting back against the Nazi control of Paris, and made the job of the Nazis in the city harder, and so they brought their various war machines, which you semi saw in the other mainline games. Come on, how many people are there that the Nazis could bring in? In the real world, you have a limit of how many people you can use before it starts affecting the things farming, the transportation, the stores, teaching and and actually building stuff. So you are going to be draining the people who are vital to feeding, clothing, arming your people because of one city? Like, yeah, like, why not just cut your losses and say, no, we will not be having control over that place anymore. We have lots of examples within the real world of, like countries saying, do we give up because of all of the losses of men, because because our policies in this place are not working, and so we have to leave. But then again, also, this is a game, and because this is a game, you need to have the NPCs there to be on the map, so that the players don't feel empty, or don't start asking questions. But then also, if you have an endless loop of them, sometimes you get like me. We have questions of how would this even work? And yeah, but still, like, you know, like, it's fun, but then also also a bit repetitive, because you only have a few basic enemy types to fight, and then as you get the perks and the upgrades to your character and your power suit, the enemy also upgrade with you. Which is a nice thing, given that it's much more of the open world than the past games. One of the other things I kind of dislike is that it kind of ends on a cliffhanger. And like, what, really? Ends on a cliffhanger? Well, yeah, man. It's been like 5 years since the Young Blood, and so in the Young Blood, the daughters find their father in the basement of this lab. And actually, like, he says, "Hey, look, Hitler, the guy that I beat up in a past game, he is not like, he is hating that the Nazis have to retreat from all of their various colonies in the Americas and Africa and like Soviet Union and blah 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 blah. And so now he is he is going to burn down the whole entire world through this device the Nazi scientists found." And it was like, wait, the device? What device? Well, within the machine game, the reboot of Wolfenstein, the Nazis found this vault full of the advanced weapons, advanced vehicles, advanced technology that is also thousands-millions of years old. And like, that's really weird. But then again, also, okay, yeah, like, look, yeah, to justify dash explain why the Nazis won the war and why they have the control that we see at the start of the first reboot game. Okay, yeah, fine. This vault full of technology gave them the advantage, and now they have a rather more full control of the world. And because of BJ and various other people who were fighting back in Europe, and then also at sea, in the skies, in America, and then all of a sudden, the American got kicked out the Nazis through a second revolution. It's time to burn it all. It is interesting, and I definitely would have wanted to have some sort of conclusion to that, either in a Youngblood Part 2 or even in the Wolfenstein Part 3. It's been 5 years that there's been no mention from Machine Games we're working on a new entry in the Wolfenstein series, be it for sort of Youngblood or for the mainline stuff. And I think that's probably a lot to do with the fact that Youngblood didn't get a lot of positive reviews from critics, from the fanboys, from the people on the internet. I kind of agree and see it, because I thought it was good, but then also it has some problems with it. I don't have any friends who are fans of the Wolfenstein games like I am, and so I can't really play the Youngblood with them. And so I have to play it by myself, which is a bit harder, because you have to deal with the AI sister, which you have to kind of choose at the very start. But still, it's fun to tell a story, and I would say if anyone it's on a sale, get it. If not, wait for it. But it's a 3.5 kind of a week. The 3.75 out of 5. It's fun, and it's something that you can a bit pick up and play for a while, and then put back down. And if you have any kind of thoughts about the Youngblood or any of the other Wolfensteins or the show or whatnot, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com, Twitter @RGVpodcast, and this is the host signing off.